Welcome to another Natural Born Leader episode. So last night I was listening to this podcast episode from with Joe on my first million. This is a guy who worked with in PayPal. He worked with all the PayPal mafia. Then he went ahead and worked with Peter Thiel, who ended up investing in his project that ended up becoming Palantir, which is a $50 billion market cap company. And he's built a few other companies that have all gone to become $1 billion or beyond. But the reason why I'm bringing it up in this podcast is because what's funny is that even though the guy, you know, has crazy depth of knowledge and really, like, in so many fields, and, you know, you can tell that he's a bright man, right? But when it comes to building companies, guys, you don't actually need to be a genius, right? Like, the decision-making around the businesses that and the opportunity that he ends up pursuing, you don't need to be a genius to understand the frameworks and the idea around, you know, competition and choosing markets where something hasn't yet been solved, or choosing after a market that, or an opportunity that can, you know, that is really scalable, right? That can hit, you know, that can become a multi-billion dollar opportunity, okay? Like, in the way that he was speaking, at least when it came to scaling a company, was nothing complex. Nothing at all. It's the same core principles. Pick a great opportunity. Make sure you have an amazing engine to acquire talent, okay? Like, in that video, he repeated talent. In that podcast, he repeated talent probably, like, 25 times, right? Talent, 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 every single time. Every single company he has ever built, he started by first, okay, cool. Who can we recruit? Who can build this thing? It wasn't about him whatsoever, right? And that was one of the most exciting thing for me, because when we're starting out as entrepreneurs, we think that we have to be the smart guy. We think that we have to be the superstar. And that same thought keeps us from ever creating amazing wealth, because we're the ones who have to do everything in that business, right? So I highly recommend you guys spend a lot of time learning from people who've built nine-figure, multiple, billion-dollar companies. And you will realize that, yes, they're smart, but they're smart because they've spent a lot of time studying. But when it comes to frameworks around business scaling, guys, these are really regular frameworks that have already been laid out. You just got to be courageous enough to go source that knowledge. And I promise you, you can change the world if you wanted to. Bye-bye.